Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a country divided.
Yes.
I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
Pip Helix.
Hi, everyone.
And special guest, comedian Kevin Israel.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kev. Thanks for coming back in.
I appreciate it.
We're going to do a little different show tonight. It's going to be one theme throughout the show, besides hostility, which is a theme throughout every show.
Yes.
So ours is a nation divided between liberal philosophy and conservative philosophy. Increasingly, as we discussed on the last show, people want to kind of run to their own side.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to talk to each other and coexist with each other. So we kind of hypothesized what would that be like if we could pick our ideal nation. So we're going to divide the country in half. The geography doesn't matter.
Right.
It's one half of the country is going to be liberal. And by liberal, you were either a registered Democrat or you were a Hillary supporter, which they don't always go hand in hand.
Right.
Or conservative. So you're a registered Republican or you're a Trump supporter. And we know there's crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to try to build a society that would thrive, that would make their citizens happy. And Joe and Kevin will draft for the conservatives, and Pip and I will draft for the liberals. Now, here's a little monkey wrench in this thing. Sometimes in your own party, there's some fruitcakes. There's some nuts. Like, there might be some liberals that just might be a little too hard to handle. Each team gets three that they could draft for the other one. So if Kevin had an idea of a liberal that might mess up our society, he could throw that liberal on our team.
No!
The last segment of the show, we will try to figure out which society's members will probably have a most fulfilling life, a healthy life, and a chance to prosper in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now I have to find the theme that Joe created. Here's that theme. It was hard at work.
This election will be the most divisive in the history of our country. And with that, has the time come for our country to have two societies with differing visions? With that, welcome to the divided states of America.
No, didn't explode. I don't know why. It didn't play properly.
Oh, no. Well, that's
already bad. We're divided. Joe thought I might be liberal, and he would not give me a decent bumper. This is all-out war.
No pyrotechnics for you.
Yes. Well, Joe, since the liberals are in power now, if you want to say Barack Obama is liberal, we will let Team Kevin and Team Joe have the first pick for the conservative nation. Now, you're going to tell us the name, their credentials, and what you hope they will accomplish for your society.
And who we go first? Do you want me to go first or our guests go first?
Well, it's your team.
Joe, why don't you lead off?
Okay.
Now batting.
Okay. I would pick Ben Carson.
Ben Carson!
Physician, politician. A great pick. He was first Surgeon General, especially. He's an American retired neurosurgeon. Former candidate for President of the United States. Born in Detroit, Michigan. And a graduate of Yale University and University of Michigan Medical School. He has authored numerous books on his medical career and political stances. And was the subject of a television drama film in 2009. Ben Carson.
And why are you picking him?
Because I think that he would be a great pick for Surgeon General. He is in tune with what's going on politically,
mm-hmm.
and I think he would be a very good addition to the divided states.
Pip, what do you think of that?
I'm a little anxious about a guy who puts most people to sleep because people are driving when they're listening to the Surgeon General. You know, people listen on their car radios. There could be accidents. But I'm also concerned about somebody who still kind of thinks that Jesus rides dinosaurs. As the leader of the scientific community.
I like the pick as far as there's no doubt that the man's a gifted brain surgeon. From a medical standpoint, it's a great pick,
yes.
By Joe. I do worry, though, because he believes in creationism. Well, he's a little out there, thinks a Hillary spawn of the devil. As Pip pointed out, he makes you want to sleep. So, and he has, you know, said he used, you know, there's things that have come out that haven't been true about him that he said. But if you're just looking at the medical portion of it, if you could just isolate that.
And that is why the definitive reason for the pick, and that's why he's there.
Can
for
somebody
the
keep track
reason.
Of these picks?
Yes.
Okay. I will lead off. I'm going to name all of our picks, but Pip and I went over these together, but I'll, mm-hmm. I'll be the voice of it. I picked our number one draft pick on the liberal draft, Barack Hussein Obama. He's the president of the United States. He's loved by the liberals. He's extremely intelligent. And I think the way he leads, he'll be a steady hand in the new society. Because this is a brand new country. I think it's the type of leadership we need initially.
Yeah. I mean, I can't disagree with that pick. He's probably one of the most popular presidents in recent memory. He definitely represents your interests. He's done a decent job of reaching across the aisle when he's had to. I can't argue with that pick.
Joe's about to.
It's a little unfair. I mean, it's a little. You have the president. I mean,
well, you got former president.
That's it.
Yeah, you might pick them.
I know.
What about the contingent of liberals that felt that he was not liberal enough?
Yeah, well, we'll certainly have to deal with that.
In that contingent, I would say basically from what he's done from the liberal standpoint would be good for the agenda, but there is a liberal contingent, especially in the African-American community, that don't feel that he has done enough.
Well, that is certainly a critique and something we'll have to deal with. But overall, I think they like him better than other options. So I'm pretty confident with that. All right. So conservative pick, number two on the board.
I am going to go with a great American who is the living embodiment of the American dream, picking himself up from the bootstraps, creating his own way in this country. He was an immigrant. He made a fortune off of himself, his intelligence, his capability, his talent. I pick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Great pick.
Well, he's come out. He was part of the Democrats. He believes in global climate and climate change, so that's good. I like that. I think though he might be kind of going a little bit when Joe's saying might be a little too liberal for you guys. I think sure. I mean, California was kind of bankrupt when he was done with it. You do have to worry about the housekeepers.
Keep them locked up.
I mean, you really don't want to go on the whole marital fidelity thing.
I'm just saying. I don't know what you guys are going to pick, but there are some elements of our conservatives that are not so friendly to Latinos. This is certainly a different side. Arnold has been very friendly to the Latinas.
Affectionate almost.
Yes. Yeah. Taking them in as
very
his own.
Affectionate.
He has a deep affection for the Latina community.
I never heard that term used before. He's been very good. No, very affectionate.
Some would say he and a friend of his dropped an anchor baby.
Yes.
So
yes.
I look for that's a very interesting pick.
Yes.
Very interesting pick. Our number two pick for the liberals, Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly's an astronaut, he's an engineer, and a former U.S. Navy captain. He flew combat missions in the Gulf War and piloted the space shuttle on multiple missions. He gives this nation leadership, military experience, scientific experience. Our hopes are he can help build a space program and teach the next generation.
Okay.
All right.
Seems like a good pick.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
I don't know. You know, that's all I know about the man is from what you're saying.
He's married to former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Also,
and his twin brother just came back from space.
All right. So, all as being the devil's advocate for that, he would probably lead the charge on gun control as well, along with his wife.
Well, he would, but this is a liberal society, so we're going to have Nerfs. We're going to push.
Well, I'm saying the liberal
right.
agenda is for gun
control. Well, no, stricter gun laws.
So that would be that would be there for that push.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's really going to get involved with that. He has to build our space program. But yes, I think he's probably pro-gun control.
But still, you know, still in that effort.
Yes, but all right.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Thank you.
look at Pip. Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe's reaching across the aisle, well, or in this case, a table.
But you're still supposed to give your opinion.
Yeah,
I don't know enough about the man to damn him. It sounds like, you know,
I should pick more like that so he can't damn us. All right, Joe.
I pick Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Okay, interesting pick.
Donald Trump Jr., a charismatic, smart, and well-spoken young man who rose his way through the Trump organization from the bottom, who could send the message of the party in a more media-friendly way, because quite frankly, I think he's a better speaker than the father.
He can form sentences.
Yeah. and he could probably reach more people than the father could reach, especially with the millennials. So, and he does look like he could be groomed for a leadership position in government. So I feel that Donald Trump Jr. is the future in the party.
Well, from the conservatives, he likes to hunt things. He's not really gun control. He's a hunter, so they're going to like that.
Yes.
He is a good speaker. He's a good speaker. He's represented his father better than his father has.
Yeah, and I will agree with that.
But I would say he's, you know, rising up. It's through his dad's company, so it's not quite the self-made man that Schwarzenegger is.
But still, in the company, basically he rose to the ranks. The one thing about the company is that he did all the crap work. I mean, he went on construction.
You don't have to sell me on it. You don't have to sell me. I think it's a solid pick. I don't know about that high in the draft. But it's he's right. I think he's kind of like a blue chipper. You don't know what he's going to be. You're drafting based on potential in that.
Literally a blue chipper.
Well, yes. I'm drafting. It's not only potential. It's shown accomplishment and future potential.
Well, there's a potential guy. That's why I said.
I think in the real world, if we can step out of this for a second, he's definitely jockeying himself to be. He's setting up for something.
Mm. Yes, I think it's a solid pick, Pip.
Yeah, I mean, you know, since it's supposed to be a conservative world, I would also...
I think he was a liberal at one point, but that's okay.
All the Trumps were.
I know. Yeah. Joe, are you building another liberal society?
They all were something. Even Reagan was a liberal at one time. Or a
Democrat. Those are good old days.
You know? You know,
the Reagan Revolution was when he switched.
Let's just take a minute just to pull the curtain down on all of this. All right, they all were something. Back up.
They all are something.
They all are something.
All right, solid pick.
Well, I do think he is a lot more media friendly than his dad, certainly. At least he comes in a natural color. And I appreciate that. That is more media friendly right there. I would wonder about the women in the conservative area because he does seem to not have a true understanding of sexual harassment and how that works. But if everybody's okay with that.
You just don't put up with it.
Yeah, you just leave the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have more of the draft when we come back. You're listening to Davin's Den. We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den. Kevin Israel in studio with us. We are doing our draft, liberals versus conservatives, for the best society. It is a liberal pick, and we are up. And for our third overall draft pick, I am going to say Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's a justice on the Supreme Court. She's going to hold up progressive laws and guards women's rights. It's going to be inspiring for the ladies that they can reach for the stars. It's going to be a model for young women and progressives in general. And we want to have a good legal system. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg, our number third pick. We'll defer to the former lawyer on this one.
Yeah, that's a good pick. She's obviously very intelligent. She, what do you see her doing in your society?
Well, eventually dying. But she's going to set up our legal system, put the judges in place and everything so she can overlook it. So kind of set up, make sure we have a legal system in place.
Plus, you are going to have a very slanted legal system.
Well, right, but we're a liberal society.
Well I know, but it's going to be very liberal.
That's what we want.
Yeah, well, all right, well.
Maybe, but yeah.
I think it'd be too liberal for your liking, to tell you the truth. That's gonna be... I don't think you're that convinced with her.
Listen. You know?
Have her set up your legal system. Let me know how that works out.
And Kevin brings up a good point. Would she be setting up a legal system that liberal that you'd be comfortable with?
Let's put it this way. I wanted a Supreme Court judge. I forgot to put one on. Pip came up with Bader Ginsburg.
Yes.
And she put, I think it was the women thing.
Oh, don't disown this one.
No, I'm not disowning.
Not the only reason. I mean, I think that she's an excellent role model for young women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And she's very strong and intellectual. But there's also, we were turning out to have an all-white sausage fest. And so
show the hand.
You know?
We changed it. Fine. We're very happy with our big lip.
Your first pick was our first black president.
No.
But how long do you
very quickly, Joe.
You're going to have to be because she's...
do you know something?
I'm not being facetious. Is she the oldest justice?
Well,
she's darn near with it. So you're trying to find somebody that will be there for the... I mean, look, who was it? Scalia just dropped dead.
We're going to work quickly. And don't forget, Barack Obama is a legal scholar as well.
All right, but do you want to work that quickly?
Well, with her, we'll have to. Some things have to be expedited.
So you got
to
make some...
Listen, we're not going to Mars tomorrow. We're going to focus on the legal system.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. You guys are up. Now you guys can go monkey wrench, of course, or you could go with your own pick here.
Let's see. Who's got the...
What's that? I'm going to throw a monkey wrench.
All right.
A self-avowed Democrat, a entertainer, he's very famous, he's very opinionated, you guys are going to be saddled with 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
Well, first of all, which, according to the liberals, once they get done, be 25 cents. Yeah. He's got to pay his fair share.
No, it'll be a dollar. It'll be a dollar by the time.
What,
first of all, I like that we're bringing a monetary aspect into this. That's very important.
From the treasury,
perhaps.
They got the perfect name.
You know, I'm not that familiar with 50, but you know, he's going to appeal to the kids. We're going to have a youthful society, another African-American, which is good because we want a diverse society.
Right.
You know, he's going to inspire a younger generation.
I really liked the drink named after him. Yeah.
He's all yours. Enjoy.
What about her?
No, you can't.
No, you're saddled with her.
All right. You're saddled with her. She's yours, stupid. So, all right, you know what? I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in at you guys.
Ready?
So, Ben Carson was your first overall pick.
Yes.
Have fun with David Dukes. A Trump supporter and former Grand Wizard of the KKK. He's planning on running for Senate this year, and we're quite confident he'll make African-Americans, Latinos, Jews, Muslim, and Asian members of your society quite uncomfortable, including your first-round draft pick. He knows how to lead, and he has a radio show, so he knows how to communicate, which is going to be very important to get that white supremacist message.
Well, he's very organized, and we know he can put together a meeting.
We know he likes high thread counts.
Yeah, yeah. And
my simple colors.
We're not going to have to waste a lot of money. Exactly, a lot of money on uniforms. You probably have everything you need for a uniform at your home.
You can save on electricity because it'll be all nice and bright because there'll be things lit up.
Yeah, it might be Ben Carson, your first overall pick.
He won't go.
Have fun trying to deal with that.
Ben, we're all going. You're staying, I understand. I'll see you later.
So. He's going to love our first two picks, a black guy and an immigrant.
Oh, I think we threw a good monkey wrench in there.
I think that was a good one.
Clanging all the way to Sunday, yeah.
Ooh, I think our monkey wrench hit home.
Ding.
All right, you got a conservative team up.
Okay, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani.
Good pick.
Yes, former good New pick. York City.
You're going to have clean windshields. No, you won't have clean windshields.
Yeah. No, you fix that. Former New York City mayor would be a great choice for attorney general. He would fit perfectly under Trump's law and order stance and has proved himself as a leader in a time of crisis.
Well, you don't have Trump. Yeah, you don't have Trump yet.
All right. Well, then we'll take Trump out of the measure, but he will prove himself as a competent leader in a time of crisis. I like his law and order stance, and he would make a great attorney general. I say Rudy Giuliani is on my draft.
Well, now, before 9/11, he was hated. In New York City.
Yes.
That being said, he's lived off 9/11, and I think he's proven himself to be a good leader. So I think for a fledgling society, it's a pretty good pick.
If you don't care about civil rights violations.
It's the conservatives,
well, civil
they don't.
Rights. It's civil rights.
They got do. David Duke. They got bigger issues than civil rights.
Civil rights, basically.
They're going to be having marching, but it's not going to be black people.
But basically, civil rights has nothing to do with civil rights. I mean, his broken windows policy changed New York City from the dirty, grimy place it was. And made
to
it
Disney.
Yeah, to Disney. Yeah,
no, I think it's a solid pick. If you want law and order and leadership, I think it's a solid pick.
Yes.
I support it. That's a great pick.
Yes, he is a good pick.
We are going to go with General John R. Allen. He's a United States Marine Corps 4-star general and past deputy commander of U.S. Central Command prior to serving as commander of the International Security Assistance Force and U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And on September 13, 2014, Barack Obama appointed him as General Allen as special presidential envoy for global coalition to counter ISIL. I want to have a strong military. I saw this guy speak. He can bark. He can lead. He's supporting Hillary. He knows the enemy. I think this
Who,
is...
Who, Hillary?
No, you commie.
Well played.
You pinko commie. Putin lover, no. No. Enjoy your Putin.
Lover.
Putin lover. No, I think this is a solid pick for us. A strong military.
I don't know enough about him, but it sounds like a good pick to me.
I'm same with Kevin. I don't know enough
okay.
about him. His credentials seem that he's...
Davin dug deep into the pit to get these people that we can't say anything about.
He spoke in a Democratic National... He had 30 military behind him.
You know how many people spoke at the convention?
Why would you? You might learn.
No. What not to do. Yeah.
Look at the polls, son. Look at the scoreboard. Yeah. You're up, guys.
Is it my pick? I'm torn between two that I have, but I am going to go with our first Italian American pick.
Giuliani.
Giuliani. All right, fine. I'm going to switch my picks. I'm going to go with our first handicap pick.
He's
also a man who made himself into a cottage industry. He's famous, well regarded in his industry and outside. Lou Ferrigno.
He's conservative?
Oh, yeah.
Here's my problem with Lou Ferrigno. I get what you're saying. Nobody's going to be understand him.
Oh, that's not a very Democrat thing to say.
Well, I'm not part of the nation. I'm just drafted. I would probably live on the border of both.
And I think with Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno, nobody's going to be doing it.
You got good bouncers. have good bouncers.
The Serpentis will be in demand.
Or Davin's Den. Don't go anywhere. Back, you're listening to the liberal and conservative draft on Davin's Den. The last pick was the Hulk, Lou Ferrigno. It's good to have green men on your side.
To quote the Avengers, you have a president, we have a Hulk.
I often quote the Avengers.
He's really going to help the shirt industry because that's going to be booming.
Yeah.
And the ripped shorts industry.
Our next pick, I'm going to take William Bratton, former police commissioner in New York, L.A. and Boston. He believes in a diverse police force, and he has the ability to work with Republicans and Democrats and shows he can adapt and excel no matter what the political climate is. He'll set the tone for a competent and well-respected police force. Kind of like your Giuliani pick, but more hands-on.
The only thing about it is that if it gets too liberal and his hands feel too tied, he might leave. That's why I think that caused him leaving.
But we haven't picked de Blasio. So it's okay.
But still, under that kind of scenario, it might be a problem.
If you look at who's running things, Barack Obama, it's not going to get that liberal. Our biggest lib so far has been the judge, Beto Ginsburg.
Right.
We're rather centrist. I think we're okay. And William Bratton is more of that. And our Marine, Allen, is not really known as a political guy. We're actually picking a rather centrist-leaning society.
For the most part.
But leaning to the left, but center-left. We're not going far on that. I think Bratton's going to be good.
If that's your agenda, yeah, that would be a good pick. But if you're going to get any farther than that, I don't think he would be a good pick because I don't think he would go with policy.
No, I think he'll be fine. He doesn't have to go with policy. He has to enforce the law.
Well, still, sometimes your hands get, no pun intended, you get handcuffed in what you can and cannot do. And sometimes you feel like you're fighting an uphill battle. So if it's going to be, you have to watch your agenda. Because if you get too liberal, even though you want to stay centralist, you might have a problem.
Okay. You guys are up.
That's a good point.
All right. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench.
Of course you are, you despicable human being.
Yes. Throw my card. Thank you. All right. I'm going to pick former President Bill Clinton as a monkey wrench. Former president and husband who, with his checkered past and affairs, and most recently his secret airport meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, stands more of a chance of derailing his wife's ambitions than helping.
Yeah, but we don't got Hillary.
But still,
We're fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
Bill's
that's
nothing
okay.
but entertaining. We're fine. Keep the young girls away from him.
No. So do you want somebody that's entertaining, or do you want something that
he's just not
going to pass?
He's just you'll probably hang out with 50 Cent. We're fine.
So that's what you're gonna.
I'm not worried. Are you worried?
You're trying to change your society. You have people to have coffee with.
No, he's not. He's not. It's fine.
I'm not having coffee with him. He's gonna have his hand on my knee.
I'm not.
The whole
he
time.
Likes a fine cigar. I'm fine.
He likes big girls. I'm just staying away.
I don't think he's going to cause a huge problem.
Oh, come here, you.
If anything, he's going to
get us snacks together.
Barack will have a meeting, and he'll become the
communicator
in chief.
I'll make a snack
chief.
Out of you.
I don't think those two get along. You're going to have me as your chief. Clinton and him do
right,
not
well,
get along.
That's a monkey wrench.
The Clintons and the Obamas have never gotten along.
Well, could have fooled me at the convention. If you would have watched it, you would have seen it.
Yeah, that's the convention. You got to see what goes on in the White House.
Yeah,
where the report she stood in the middle of the White House yelling at than Obama.
Potentially, I guess.
Mm. You know, I'm looking, you know, okay, as a devil's advocate looking for the future of your party,
I think
he's a big... No, you're just going to kill him. What do you think? I might have a point.
Well, I'll kill people.
You hypocrite. Check your face.
I'm talking about sexually transmitted diseases. Don't worry. Oh, good. We're not worried.
We're not worried. Don't they still have motorcades? I mean, that's
Should I give Joe a monkey wrench? And Kevin a monkey wrench?
Yeah, throw it.
Pat Robertson.
Touché.
Their monkey wrenches are much better than ours.
Conservative evangelists who spout hate against homosexuals blame women for adulterous husbands and promote women to be submissive to their husbands.
Because God tells them to.
Well, we'll get there. Insensitivity to people suffering from Alzheimer's and believes praying will stop tornadoes.
Sounds like the same as the last guy.
No, they're a little different. This one's gonna pray the storms away. So since you guys don't believe in science, get on your knees and blow away. You guys ain't going to be around too much longer. Hey,
wait, what did you say? Get
you
on your knees and what?
Get on your knees and blow away.
Because you got Bill Clinton, so.
Touche.
That sounds like.
You got bigger blowing than we got.
That's a hell of a segue.
But you got F5. You got F5 blowing coming. He's gonna get the religious zealots on your side. He's gonna alienate everybody else. He's a monkey wrench.
Who's blowing away?
All right, more Den when we come back. Our draft continues. Davin's Den, conservatives are up with Team Joe Curry and Kevin Israel. We just gave them a whopper of a monkey wrench and Pat Robertson to go along with David Duke, so it's going to be very uncomfortable there. Rudy Giuliani's going to have his hands full keeping law in order. But go on, Joe.
All right. My next draft pick will be Stanley McChrystal, military, former general. Great pick for Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Defense. McChrystal was the son of a general. He's a West Point grad, Green Beret, who headed the super-secret Joint Special Operations Command from 2003 to 2008, when it did capture Saddam Hussein and the Al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab Zakari. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates called McChrystal perhaps the finest warrior and leader of men in combat he has ever met. So I pick him for military strength to lead up the military.
Boom! Solid pick. Yeah, you guys might blow up depending on who's got their finger on the button. But solid pick.
I can't really argue with that.
That's a solid pick.
I don't know anything negative about his career.
All
so.
Right, Pip. Do I go sciencey or celebrity here? What do you want?
I kind of want celebrity.
You want a celebrity?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go Michael Jordan. We're going Air Jordan.
Okay.
But that's not celebrity enough for you?
Well. No, we have a lot of good picks, but go.
Well, good. You'll have somebody to contribute all the money to your society as you take all his, as you tax all his dollars.
Well, he may be the greatest basketball player of all time. Mm. We want to have fun there. He's an expert marketer. He's a team owner. Mm. He's idolized by everybody long after he's played. We want to have fun in our society, and he's very competitive. So it's not going to be everybody gets a trophy. So we're going to be liberal, but we're still going to work for things. Michael Air Jordan.
He's so competitive, he's going to gamble away all your money because he's known to have a massive raging gambling problem.
We're not having him run the treasury, Kevin.
He bets on everything.
He's there to entertain, Kevin. We're not letting him handle the books.
Okay. Make sure.
A valid critique, but no, he shan't be touching the money.
He'll just be making it.
Yes.
I would find him a solid pick.
Okay.
Let's find him a solid pick. Yeah, just keep him away from the treasury box.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kevin's right.
Gambler.
I forgot about it. He's
yeah,
right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kevin's on the money with that.
No pun intended.
No. What do you guys got?
Well, as I told you during the break, I was trying to assemble the expendables in my society, but we don't have enough time for all of them. But Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone were going to be in the lineup. But I feel like
don't like people that people can understand when they speak. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Ferrigno.
You speak with your actions. But I'm going to go a serious pick now, somebody who I think really actually should have risen up further in the Republican ranks. Just never did. And as a New Jersey boy, this is somebody who's close to my heart.
Please be
Chris
Christie.
No, it's not Chris Christie.
Damn it.
Not Chris Christie. It's probably one of New Jersey's most popular governors, former governor Tom Kaine, who was a governor in the 80s. He He really helped New Jersey's fiscal situation when he was in office. He created the Transportation Trust Fund, which now, due to much Democrat overspending over the years, is now nearly bankrupt. But Tom Kaine has been known to reach across the aisle. He's a he was a bipartisan leader with a real conservative credentials, and I think he would really contribute to the leadership of our budding nation.
How old is he?
Well, he's up there.
Yeah, he'll be dead soon, too.
He's up there.
With Ginsburg.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to work quick. You got to work quick.
Have somebody on death's door. We can have somebody.
I don't quite know. Everybody, Jordan's gambling on that.
I don't know enough about
him.
He's
in the death pool.
He's got money on Ginsburg.
You got anything on him to critique? I got nothing.
No, you know what? I thought he was a solid pick for a leader in New Jersey.
All right. I'll go with, could be our last pick, depending on time. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Astrophysicist, cosmologist, author, and science communicator. We believe his knowledge of science and ability to communicate to that to the public in an entertaining and engaging way will lead to a well-informed populace that will embrace science, education, and will yearn to dream big. Considering he's an agnostic, few conservatives are, his TV appearances, his take that intelligent design is certainly not science, and his sympathy for the cause of animal rights, we're calling him a liberal, but physically he's a little conservative. But we like this pick. Again, building a society to the lead in the next generation.
My only comment is that I thought a cosmologist is somebody who deals with makeup. But
that's because you're part of a dumb society that's a cosmetologist. That's because you're learning from Lou Ferrigno, you fool you. You couldn't understand him. You good with that pick?
Very good. I feel highly of the man. Do you think that he might go sort of to a moderate conservative leaning?
No.
Based on scientific decisions. I mean, he's a scientist.
Yeah, you guys don't really believe in science overall. He believes in climate change. You guys are going to have somebody who's going to pray it away.
All right, you're talking about one topic. Do you feel overall that on other issues that might come up in this society?
I think David Dukes will keep him on our side. I feel very good.
And don't worry about what we're up to. I'm worried about what, you know, you got to be concerned, you know, with, you know, what's going on in your end.
I feel very good.
These decisions are going to be on science, whether you agree with it on your agenda or not.
He's going to work very well with Mark Kelly. We are poised for the future. All right, we're going to figure out who's got the best society when we come back. You're listening to Davin's Den, last portion of the show. We have drafted a liberal society, a conservative society. We have tried to harm each other's society. Pip, before we figure out which nation is poised to live and prosper in the future, give us the roster of the conservatives and then the liberals, please.
Okay, the conservative side. Their first pick was Ben Carson as the Surgeon General. Then I completely blanked on Schwarzenegger's first name.
Arnold.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Arnold.
I was going to forget my name.
I know. I lost my mind.
Yes, the mate.
Donald Trump Jr. Then they threw a wrench. Well, we threw a wrench. David Dukes. Then they tried to swerve around that and picked Rudy Giuliani. Lou Ferrigno.
Did not see that coming.
Then Pat Robertson. Stanley McChrystal and Tom Kaine. And then on the liberal side, there was Obama, Mark Kelly.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, we're not worried about that. We're fine. Muslims are welcome here.
Should I underline the Hussein?
No, I just want to be correct.
Okay. Mark Kelly, the astronaut and military leader. Then Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Then they threw a wrench at us. 50 Cent! Then General John.
Yeah, you made that sound real. Wow, you actually sounded more white
that
when you tried to do that.
That was so patrician in Newport. Might as well be on a veranda in a wicker chair reading.
Very sad.
We're going to trade Pip. You Pip's my monkey wrench.
Here's the wrench. Sir 50 Cent.
Isn't that Paul McCartney?
Yeah. Then William Bratton. And then they throw a wrench at us. Bill Clinton, walking around with a cigar and with a gleam in his eye. Mike Jordan.
Mike?
Mike Jordan. Mikey Mike Jordan.
Like you and him at Bolt, what are you, Jordan. Tuesdays
yeah,
with him?
My bro, Mike? Mike Jordan.
Mike Jordan.
She's very familiar with the brothers on our society.
Like, there's a problem with that?
Yeah.
Fitty and Mike. Come on.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, mm-hmm. the scientist. So that's it for both sides.
All right. I feel very good that we have the best society. I think we are poised with science and leadership and law and order and military and just a touch of entertainment because we didn't get to all the picks. I feel we're very poised. Your monkey wrenches, I don't really worry about 50 Cent. He's going to hang out with Michael Jordan to go golfing. Bill Clinton, you know what? Barack's going to sit. Barack will give Bill something important to do. He'll give him some interns. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but is that you're trying to build a society? So we're going to have two guys that are just going to have leisure time and one former president and one current president that can't work together? That really
there's no
like
indication that they can't work together because Bill Clinton helped get Barack Obama elected in 2012. When he explained health care. So there's really no evidence.
I don't think that there's as much friction between them as there is between Hillary and Obama.
Yeah.
I think your country, your society, is going to do great for about 4 years, and then you're going to go bankrupt because you're not going to be able to afford your programs that all of these liberals are going to try to institute.
William Buffett will fund it.
You never picked William Buffett.
He's coming over.
No, he's not.
He ain't going to your side.
Thank you, counselor. No.
Darn it.
And so, yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. In the first 4 years, I'd love to go vacation there. I'll go to the Michael Jordan golf course and eat at a steakhouse. And then when everything goes to crap after the first 4 years because of all your overly priced programs where you're just giving everything out.
Or Jordan just put everything down in a Mavericks game.
But remember, this is a liberal society. We like to be taxed.
No.
Sure.
No.
How often have I said if it means more health care, you could take more out of my money? I've said that here.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
You're not going to grow because you're spending so much money on taxes.
All right. Well, let's see how long you survive. Let's see what you got.
Well, I think basically more on our end, we have more people geared to law and order, more geared to business.
Who's geared to business again?
Donald Trump Jr.
Donald Trump Jr.
Tom Kane was a huge business advocate in New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think ours will be a more stable society, basically because there'll be more law and order in that society. Because there'll be more law and order, neighborhoods that previously were subject to gang violence or businesses not investing in that area for minorities will now feel compelled that these areas are now safe to build a business. And those areas will be based on thriving businesses instead of government handouts.
And in addressing your monkey wrenches, while they are both very hateable people, I think they will be as irrelevant in our society as they are in the current society.
David Dukes is running for running for Senate.
Anybody, I could run for Senate right now. It doesn't mean he's going to win.
Oh, my God!
So I don't think they're...
But to the right wing nuts, because you're going to have that fringe element. That's part of your society.
Yeah, but I still think they're going to be so far out on the fringe that nobody's going to take them seriously, and they'll be out there spouting their hate, but nobody will listen to them.
I don't think you have a strong figurehead to lead. Ben Carson is the number one pick and not lead a nation. Donald Trump Jr. as a businessman has not proven he can do anything on his own. Tom Kane might be your most solid pick. He might be your most solid as far as being able to get things done. Law and order, all you got is Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. I got the guy who worked under Giuliani and made sure everything ran. And you have a strong military with McChrystal. I think mm-hmm. we have a strong military with Allen. I'll give that a push. Mm-hmm. But you guys don't believe in science. You guys are going to try to pray it away, and we're reaching for the stars.
Well, it depends on how much we'll keep the far left, far right.
Yeah, you're just going with the stereotypes.
Yeah, the stereotypes.
You're just really throwing.
I gave you two of the worst
stereotypes. You're
really
throwing out the stereotypes.
I gave you the reason two of the stereotypes were created.
But basically, it's going to be more on a business oriented and law and order.
But that's not a fulfilling society.
It is a fulfilling society when you have more money in your pocket. You have a safe.
But what are you going to do? What are they going
to
do?
You raise a family. You prosper. You might start a business. You might be employed by a business that is doing well.
You're going to have a legacy, unlike you, who's going to have nothing after 4 years.
The storm cloud's going to form. Everybody's going to listen to Pat Robertson. They're going to get outside. They're going to pray to the Jesus.
You're really going to...
They're going to blow away.
Just keep spewing those talking points,
That's
Gavin.
His talking point, not mine. He says it all the time. It's not mine. I didn't tell him to say this.
You know how good I feel having another Republican on this show for once?
Trust me.
They're the loneliest man in town for the past 5 years.
That has nothing to do with your political affiliation. Trust me, David Dukes is going to scare every.
Why do you have these guys that are going to be the major focal point over Mayor Giuliani,
because,
over Donald Trump Jr., over Mayor
because
Bristol,
there's
over Lou Ferrigno. Come on,
yeah. Listen, I think Ferrigno's a great man. Just nobody's going to understand him.
I don't really understand what else he does, though.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He gets mad.
That was a throwaway. Uh-oh, his shorts are getting ripped.
We'll throw him at Al-Qaeda. He'll go in the middle of an Al-Qaeda camp or ISIS and just... And then we'll fix the wagon there. That's where the Bristol's got in mind.
Hulk Man! Kevin, where are you going to be?
Like I said, we're going to be doing a tour in Florida in September. September 14th through the 18th, I believe. You can go to kevinisrael.com to get all of the information. It's going to be an awesome tour that I'm really looking forward to doing, hitting five different locations in Florida. I'm going to be in Boca, Palm Harbor, Melbourne, Jacksonville, and Tallahassee from September 13th through September 17th. And again, kevinisrael.com for all the information.
Joe.
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club over in Bohemia, New York. Check that out. Also check out my website, joecurrycomedy.com and Joe Curry Nation on Facebook.
All right. August 25th and 26th, I'll be in Hilton Head, South Carolina at the Comedy Club in Hilton Head. For tickets, call 843-341-5653. All right, guys. This has been fun. Kevin, thank you guys for hanging out. Kevin, thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you for coming
in. Thank you for being so hospitable.
Check out the full show, davinsden.com, for stuff that, you know, extras. Follow us on Twitter, at @davinsden. Like us on Facebook, Davinsden. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.